This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Another road fatality recorded last night after a man was struck at Waterford. The Barbados Employers Confederation criticizes what it calls inadequate notice for employers on the national minimum wage increase. Several calls for urgent repairs to Country Park high-rise before the hurricane season. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for the area says plans are underway to address the matter, and curriculum reform is on the cards at the Barbados Community College. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados recorded another road fatality last night after a man was struck in the area of Waterford St. Michael. Police remained on the scene into the early hours of this morning, conducting investigations before the vehicle involved was moved just after 3 a.m. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite gave Starcom Network News the details.
The police at District A Station are conducting investigations into a collision which occurred about 9:50 p.m. on Monday the 12th of May 2025 along Waterford Road, St. Michael. Preliminary investigations have shown that a motor vehicle was travelling from the Clyde Walcott roundabout towards Bridgetown when it was involved in a collision with a pedestrian who succumbed to his injuries at the scene. The deceased has not been formally identified as yet. Investigations are continuing into this matter. We are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed this collision to please contact the District A Police Station at telephone numbers 430-7242 or 430-7246.
Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. The Barbados Employers Confederation, BEC, is concerned that employers were not given adequate notice regarding government's announcement to increase the minimum wage by June 1st. The announcement of the wage increase was made recently by Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. Speaking at a press conference to highlight the BEC's week of activities at its Britain's Hill office, Executive Director Sheena Mears-Granville said they have been consistent in their call for adequate notice.
I will say that we have consistently said that employers need adequate notice of changes to the minimum wage. We have to consider the fact that businesses do budgeting, they do forecasting, they engage in contract negotiation, and therefore telling anyone that your rates are going to change in the next 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we don't think that that's adequate notice. So we've consistently said there needs to be an adequate notice of changes to the minimum wage.
She explained that the BEC did not provide an immediate response following the announcement, as they sit on the minimum wage board. However, she said they did share their concerns with the minister.
What we have communicated with the minister is around our challenges with the act itself. There are some areas that we would have raised back in 2021, I believe. Areas are concerned about the actual act, how there are some gaps. So how do we treat two persons who are interns and are on short-term assignments? We have apprenticeship legislation which dictates how apprenticeships should be paid, but then we still have legislation that says apprentices are employees. And then how does that relate to the minimum wage? One of the reasons why we're talking about a labor code, so we have cohesion across our labor legislation.
Executive Director of the Barbados Employers Confederation, Sheena Mears-Granville. The Democratic Labour Party joined residents in calling for urgent improvements to the Country Park high-rise in Country Road, St. Michael, ahead of the upcoming hurricane season. They have expressed frustration over long-standing issues, including leaking roofs and poor maintenance, which they say have been ignored for years.
Although they fixed the roof, it is still leaking. Then you got the plumbing issues, we have bathroom, the toilets, the rats. And then they got older people here too that don't even have people live with them that got problems. And then the children got to come and quarrel and make issues. People come home previously and ask if you have any issues and stuff like that. They sort of take out information and nobody ain't come.
Every time the rain falls, the house flood away. The renters want fit saying toilet bowl gone bad. My mom is a diabetic. My dad is also one. My mom have Alzheimer's right now, and I can't afford for her nor my dad's to fall down. All the time we complaining, complaining, complaining. It go on deaf ears.
Residents of Country Park High Rise in Country Road. DLP candidate for St. Michael West, Shaquani Hunt, emphasized the risks these conditions pose, especially to vulnerable residents, and stressed that the repairs must be completed before the hurricane season.
We do understand that the Department of NHC has started the work and they are committed to completing it, but while doing that, we still need to raise awareness so that the government knows that this has been going on for a long time and the residents do feel pressure. We have situations where we have residents who have older parents here. They're not always on site. And imagine when you're at work, the rain comes on, then you have to leave work to come home to go and catch water. It is extremely difficult. We hope that before hurricane season, everything can be completed, all of the repairs. So we're going to put some pressure on the government to make sure that they can keep up that end of their bargain, because hurricane season is next month. We are hoping that by that time, they would have completed at least the roof elements.
DLP candidate for St. Michael West, Shaquani Hunt. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for the area, Chris Gibbs, told Starcom Network News he has instructed the National Housing Corporation to urgently address the matter, noting that he will be closely monitoring the situation.
After the tremendous rain that we got, we spoke to General Manager at NHC, as Country Park Towers is really right next door to their headquarters. I did reiterate to them that, you know, this is a stone's throw from the facility, and you really have to move with alacrity to be able to address the issues. Now, this is an issue that was there from before, albeit not as bad as what transpired. I will be working alongside with them to be able to rectify these issues. We know that hurricane season is coming up, and we want to make sure this is not something that, you know, others will be affected with as well.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael West, Chris Gibbs. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, is urging the region to act swiftly in strengthening financial and economic resilience. Speaking at the opening of the 36th Annual Sales Congress of the Caribbean Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, Mr. Strawn emphasized the need for regional collaboration. He said greater regional cooperation is key if Caribbean economies are to remain competitive and resilient in the face of global challenges.
Barbados is small, the region is small. But the idea of pooling risk, pooling opportunity, we now must accelerate. And we must do so quickly in order to build greater resilience. Whether that is financial resilience, whether that is economic resilience, whether that is climate resilience, whatever it is, we need to do so quickly. And in the context of a rapidly evolving external environment, it becomes even more critical that the hard-earned money that our citizens across the region work so hard to earn, that money must now be deployed effectively to be able to earn a rate of return that is not dissimilar to that of what we see perhaps in North America and Europe. But the only way we're going to do that is if we do that collectively.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. Principal of the Barbados Community College, Annette Alleen, says curriculum reform is on the cards as the institution seeks to maintain its relevance to Barbados's future. Ms. Alleen was speaking yesterday following the presentation of the Ramona Maskell Memorial Scholarships to nursing students Jason Alleen, Ayrton White, and Cherise Oliver by CIBC Caribbean.
All of our programs, all of them are under review and revision. So they're either at the stage of review or revision. And part of that is to make sure that we remain relevant. We are looking at collaborating with other agencies like National Transformation Initiative, where they have some excellent programs in place. Because in this age, with the technological advances that you have, none of these institutions can keep up by themselves with the required change for curriculum reform or curriculum elevation, advancement, and responses to the national needs.
She further revealed a series of collaborations between international universities to make the Barbados Community College's programs attractive to potential students.
We're also partnering with, we have these international MOUs where we partner with institutions overseas. We work closely with the SJPA. We have a joint articulation steering committee in place with the UWA. And what we need to do at BCC, in my opinion now, is to start to look at what is happening at the secondary level and at the primary level. Because if you want reform and a different way of thinking, it has to start from the time these children are very, very young. By the time they get to secondary school and then come over to BCC, it's a bit late to start thinking of implementing changes. So the BCC as a whole, we're looking at all of the programs that we offer to make sure that they are relevant.
Principal at the Barbados Community College, Annette Aline. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Recapping the headlines, another road fatality recorded last night after a man was struck at Waterford. Barbados Employers Confederation criticizes what it calls inadequate notice for employers on the national minimum wage increase. Several calls for urgent repairs to Country Park high-rise before the hurricane season. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for the area says plans are underway to address the matter, and curriculum reform on the cards at the Barbados Community College. 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.